This is Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the Revelation of John. And we are now at the 9th chapter. If you'd like to read along with us, the 6th trumpet. The 6th trumpet and the 2nd woe. If you'd like to go along with us, the 6th trumpet. 9th chapter, verse 13 to 21. Now, then the sixth angel, blew his trumpet, and I heard a voice coming from the four horns of the gold altar before God, telling the sixth angel who held the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the banks of the great Euphrates. Now, we look at this and we wonder, why are these angels bound? Are they demon spirits? Are they fallen angels? Why would they be bound? Or are they just assigned? It doesn't say assigned, though, does it? It says bound at the banks of the great river Euphrates. So the four angels were released who were prepared for this hour, day, month, and year, to kill a third part of the human race. The number of cavalry troops was 200 million. 200 million. Now, this is listen very closely because this is very interesting. I heard their number. Now, in my vision, this is how I saw the horses and their riders. They wore red, blue, and yellow breastplates, and the horses' heads were like heads of lions. And out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and sulfur. By these three plagues of fire, smoke, and sulfur that came out of their mouths, a third of the human race was killed. For the power of the horses is in their mouths and in their tails. For their tails are like snakes with heads that inflict harm. The rest of the human race, who were not killed by these plagues, did not repent of the works of their hands, to give up the worship of demons and idols made from gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood, which cannot see or hear or walk, nor do they repent of their murders, their magic potions, or their unchastity, or their robberies. This is an interesting statement here. Now, 9:13, remember that John pictures heaven as a real temple, of which the earthly temple was a copy. This is presumably the same altar underneath which the saints were seen in an earlier chapter. The voice from the altar represents divine command. 9:14, the Euphrates was the border between the Roman and the Parthian empires. On the Parthians, this was a site of constant border skirmishes and raids and different things. Four angels we just read about. The number of four may derive from the four angels who held back the wind, which draws on the idea angels controlling the forces of nature. Otherwise, the source of this specific idea of the four angels who are bound at the banks of the great river Euphrates is unknown. However, in general, John is probably drawing on the apocalyptic book, Enoch, First Enoch, which contains this verse. And in those days the angels shall return and hurl themselves to the east upon the Parthians and the Medes. They shall stir up the kings so that a spirit of unrest shall come upon them. John envisions the divine command being given for this to take place. Now, 9:15, this verse suggests that God is following a plan carefully worked out for this very time. The fraction, a third, represents partial destruction, representing a warning, and not necessarily a judgment, but a warning. 9:16, 200 million. The Greek here literally says two myriads of myriads. This means, in effect, more than can be numbered. 9:17, colors, the colors of the cavalry troops' uniforms reflect colors of fire, smoke, and sulfur. Fire and sulfur, known from the King James Version as fire and brimstone, were ancient means of divine purification, as when fire and sulfur rained down upon sinful cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. This army is modeled after the Parthian armies, but the fire-breathing horses and the angels that released them denote that, as in the previous trumpet, we had the locusts from hell. Here we have horses from hell. That is, evil forces at work in the world. 9:19, mouths and tails refer to the Parthian tactic of using their excellent mounted archers to fire at the enemy, both as they rode toward them and also after they had passed, while at full gallop turning in the saddle and shooting backwards. 9:20-21. These verses provide confirmation that the trumpets are warnings for the wicked to turn away from their evil doing. The problem is that the wicked are not heeding the warning. And throughout the Old Testament, the prophets viewed the nations as God's instruments in bringing blessings and punishment upon his people. And while the moderns might have a difficult time with the kind of determinism that sees entire countries acting as if they were God's puppets, the principle is the same. As with the natural disasters, people are God's creatures too. And what does the doctrine of the Trinity teach us but that God, in some sense, is a being, social being? Therefore, if we are watching and listening, we may see the actions of other nations, what God wants us to see. But it's something that nobody really knows. Now, the angel is a little scroll in chapter 10. Getting back, before we go on, I want to mention something. These 200 million, Greek, in the Greek, literally, myriads and myriads. What is John actually defining here? You ever think of that? What is John actually describing? We've got 200 million. And as we look at this, it tells us many things. Is it people? Could it be people with modern warfare? Well, why would John... I say this because this verse has been translated a dozen different times. A dozen different ways, let's put it that way. A dozen different ways. And we see people translating this and interpreting this as people, perhaps a Chinese army, and perhaps a different things. But why would it be a Chinese army? Tell me that. I have a rough time believing that. Yet people have translated this as a Chinese army. I don't see it that way. Now, as we look at these horses, the locusts, well, we can interpret that. That looks like demons, devils. And as we look at this also, the cavalry, fire, sulfur. Now, many people think that this is the exhaust of a jet. It's a fighter jet. They could, you know, think of it that way, of course. And I'm not here to argue, but simply to offer some means of defining what these are. Four angels. The angels held back the wind. And the... Reading it again, they wore red, blue, and yellow breastplates, and the horses' heads were like heads of lions. Heads of lions, the heads. Now, would a fighter jet have a head of a lion? Out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and sulfur. By these three mouths came fire. By these three plagues of fire, smoke, and sulfur came out of their mouths, a third part of the human race was killed. For the power of the horses is in their mouths and in their tails. For their tails are like snakes. Their tails are like snakes. Now, what is like a snake in a fighter jet? Or a drone? Or what is a lion? How do you depict a lion out of a drone? Heads that inflict harm. The rest of the human race were not killed by these plagues, did not repent, but gave their worship to demons. Now, this is very interesting. Do we define these as devils? Demons, even. Why would devils and demons be doing God's work? Well, God can force anything. God can force anything to take place. But I just want to know, killing a part of the third race, is he using devils to do this? And demons. The sixth angel blew his trumpet, and I heard a voice coming from the four horns of the altar before God, telling the sixth angel who held the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound These angels were bound. Why were they bound? They were not free. They were bound in the river Euphrates. So the four angels were released who were prepared for this hour, day, and month, and year to kill a third part of the human race. Were they devils that were bound up, chained up, and released for this very reason? The number of cavalry troops was 200 million. I heard their number. Now, in my vision, this is how the horses and their riders, they wore red, blue, and yellow. Red, blue, and yellow. What fighter jets are red, blue, and yellow breastplates? The horses' heads were like heads of lions. Out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and sulfur. Now, is this a symbolic illustration of the natural, or a symbolic illustration of the supernatural? Devils, demons coming out of hell. Coming out of hell to do God's work. And God knows exactly what they're going to do. By these plagues, these three plagues. Plagues, they're called. Of fire, smoke, and sulfur that came out of their mouths. Now, it almost would give you the illusion of a war. Almost give you a picture or image of a war machine, wouldn't it? For the power of the horses is in their mouths and in their tails. For their tails are like snakes with heads that inflict harm. Thus the rest of the human race who were not killed didn't repent. This is something that is very interesting. And as I mentioned, some of the earlier battles that took place, and this number that can't be, this number that cannot be counted could mean many things, not necessarily 200 million. A third. Third part of what? Third part of what? Third part of mankind? Third part of population of the entire earth? It's up in the air, folks. I mean, it's not necessarily written as an interpretation, accurate interpretation. They wore red, blue, and yellow breastplates. The horses' heads like lions. Mouth, out of their mouth came fire, smoke, and sulfur. Quite possibly could be war machine. Or a horde of demons released upon this world. Like nothing ever before. What is it? We'll go into it maybe a little bit more in the next study. We're out of time. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and let us know you're listening, and call us at 928-368-6766. Leave us a message. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hanson saying, study, show yourself approved to God.